The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Most employees do not like to admit or talk about it, but we are always a day closer to it every time the day breaks. Retirement beckons faster than you imagine. Just close your eyes. Open it again. There you have it. Retirement is at the door. What are you doing about it? Folding your arms and saying God will provide, or I will cross the bridge when I get there? That's a risky move, I must say. Hello, good morning and welcome to the retirement segment of your favorite world class program, Stockswatch on Radio. I'm your regular host on the retirement segment, Ruth Ibikunle. Let's quickly look at the performance of the market yesterday. The Nigerian stock market on Wednesday closed on a bullish note amidst renewed optimism by investors, which is occasioned by impressive quarter two earnings released to the market. The all-share index appreciated by 0.03% to close at 38,927.83 points from the previous close of 38,917.99 points. Investors gained 5 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.02% to close at 20.28 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.277 trillion naira. An aggregate of 206.29 million units of shares were traded in 3,435 deals, valued at 1.07 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative, as 16 equities appreciated in their share prices against 19 equities that declined in their share prices. Curtis PLC led the gain as a 10% growth, closing at 5 naira 50 kobo from the previous close of 5 naira. Veritas Capital, Triple G, and Presco, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 8.70%, 7.78%, and 3.71%, respectively. Sovereign Trust Insurance led other price decliners as it shed 7.14% of its share price, closing at 26 kobo from the previous close of 28 kobo. Regency Assurance and Unity Bank, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 6.67% and 5%, respectively. Selling Bank traded about 51.83 million units of its shares in 21 deals, valued at 78.77 million naira. Transcorp traded about 19.25 million units of its shares in 107 deals, valued at 18.17 million naira. UBA traded about 17.24 million units of its shares in 155 deals, valued at 129.78 million naira. I'll go on a short break. Don't change that radio dial. I'll be right back.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund five times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund five times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Retirement is not the end of the road. It's the beginning of the open highway. In today's episode of your World Class on Radio, we'll be learning from the experience of our guests. Hello, good morning, ma, and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Can we meet you, ma?
My name is Mrs. Bayo Detima. I was employed in the industrial judiciary in 1984, back then. So as a clerical officer on grade level 4. So from there, I started to further my education in service. So this gave me the privilege to obtain my promotions and all that while I still partake in the promotion exams within the service. So from there, I think 2005, I transferred my service from Ondo State Judiciary to Lagos State Judiciary. And I worked there till 2019. I rose to the post of Chief Assistant Executive Officer before my retirement in 2019.
Oh, so you worked in the judiciary all through your career days?
Yes, I worked through it, yes. That's where I worked.
Ma, did you by any chance have a pre-retirement checklist?
Yes, I did. Because about 3 years, initially, my planning towards retirement started the very day I gained my employment in the service. Because I had people around me that I'll be tired, and I look at the kind of life that, which I believe is not good enough. So for me, I prepared my mind towards the 35 years that I'm going to spend in service. So as to my retirement, I decided to do so many things, like cutting off unnecessary spending, and I changed myself into monthly contribution where I will gain a lot of money to set up some things like business. And part of it was that buying expensive things, I call that off as well. And I make sure that I freeze up a place that I'm going to stay immediately I retire, because I believe staying in rented apartments when you retire is not good enough for a retiree, because the money is not coming in the way it was when you're in service. So all this, I have to set it up. And also business, I set up a business 3 years to my retirement, which I'm going to fall back on immediately I retired. These are part of the things that I did.
So what was that business you set up before retirement?
I go into selling of soft drinks in crates, that is wholesale. So I go into that, and I have a shop where I sell provision as well. And also, I'm into estate business as well. But I'm not fully in it while I was in service, because there is no time for me to do something. But what I did was that I set up that shop, and I placed somebody there as my clerk who oversee the in and out of the business.
Ma, what has been the best part of your retirement years?
Well, my best part was that I have time to do things at my will. I have time to serve God. I have time to spend with my family, and even to take care of my grandchildren, who have been with me from day one, because their mother is also employed and their father is not resident within Lagos State. Though I just a inch in between, and to the glory of God, this happened few months to my retirement. But it has been resolved. Yes, I got so that. But I'm okay. I'm living fine with what I'm doing, because everything is fine with me.
All right, ma. What were those things that you didn't know before retirement that you wish you had known earlier now that you're retired?
Well, I wouldn't say there are things that I didn't know before retirement that I got to know now, because I tried to go into it while it was a year to my retirement that I have been living like in person. Because a lot of things, I told you earlier on that I move with people that have retired long time ago, and the kind of life that I'm living. So I move close to them. I ask them questions, and they're giving me some insights that I need, things that I need to know while retired. So I have known a lot before I retired. There is nothing that I have not, that I'm not aware of during my, when I was in service, that I got to know now. There is no strange thing at all. No strange thing at all.
Ma, what would your advice be to the younger generation on planning for the future, especially towards retirement?
My advice is that they need to live their own life, not another person's life, because this might bring trouble when the time comes. You don't imitate people. Like my friend's children attend this school, and you want your own children to attend the same school while you're not earning the same amount of salary while you're in service. They need not to do that. What you're able to afford, make sure you feed your children up in that kind of school. And some, they decide to live like a bedroom apartment, whereas their salary is not enough to pay for that apartment. You can live in a room self-contained, peacefully, with your landlord, while you fill yourself up to save so that you can have your own building. Because if you decide to live in three-bedroom flats, while you are unable to pay the rent, and the landlord is on you, and you are unable to set yourself up when the time comes, this is a big trouble. Live a convenience with your salary apartment. I mean, a place that you can afford to pay for. That you can afford to pay for. That is where you're supposed to live. And secondly, don't imitate people like in the church or in the party. Yes, they put on a very expensive clothes. I need to put on the same thing. No. Put on what you can afford. Like they used to say, the clothes, not how expensive it is, that will make you look beautiful. Not at all. But depends on the way you sew it and put it on. That brings the beauty. If you go for material of 100,000, they might sew it and it might not fit you. And you might put on material of 5,000 and you look good. Because you are looking good from your mind. You are able to afford the money. That brings the happiness. But if you're putting on a very costly material and you're not happy, it brings trouble. And yes, and you feed yourself up, try to get some things. You see, business is not a thing of the day. Right where you're living, you decide to sell some things, as little as it is, it brings you to know much about that business. It brings you more customers. By the time you are expanding it gradually, you might start business with 50,000 naira. And this business can go to 50 million. It depends on how serious you are with it. So gradually, you get something good for yourself. These are the things that you need to plan ahead. Immediately you are out of service, yes, you will know with this kind of business. You will be patronized where you are. That is it. And moreover, you should dedicate to the kind of work you are doing. Dedication matters most. So from there, whatever you are earning, you will use it judiciously and it will bring more blessings to you. These are the things that they need to do and they should have it in their mind. That one day, I am in the service, 35 years will come, it will end. I know some women, they push their husbands into things that they cannot afford and they just bring trouble. And at the end, because they're living a very high life, when retirement comes and they are able to afford the money to continue this kind of life, separation might come. This might affect the home and the home might divide. So they have to live according to their earning. Yes, this helps a lot.
All right, Ma, thank you so much for your time this morning, Ma.
Thank you very much.
Okay, as you have heard from Mrs. Bayode, our guest on the program this morning, making sure you build your own house and not spending money on rent after retirement is an essential path of planning towards retirement. It's a wrap on the program today. For more details and to catch up on past episodes, log on to our website www.sotng.com. For inquiries, call or send an SMS to 0703-134-1703. The Oracle himself, Mr. Abayomi Babalujo, is always live on LTV, on DSTV channel 256, and on GoTV channel 90 every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Don't forget to tune in as you'll be learning a lot. You will be doing yourself a favor by tuning in every Sunday night. I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Thank you.